Okay, Feature Friday. I caught Rush Limbaugh this week. Monday, which is after my Monday podcast go, because I'm in Asia, and I are the future. It really looks like his cancer is terminal. It looks like he's going to be fighting for quite a while. I don't think his show is going to cancel within weeks necessarily. Rush Limbaugh has transformed talk radio. This podcast is something that you are able to understand. You know what this podcast is. I get on, I talk, you listen. You understand that because of Rush Limbaugh. Even if you've never heard of Rush Limbaugh, he was the one. It was a business idea. How it happened? I think it was Dave McLaughlin. It was McLaughlin. He was retiring from a network, and as part of his retirement package, he got 2 hours of satellite time, which is a big deal, which basically means that he can take a beta prototype show and test it to see if the show will work, and he can use that to launch a show. And he was looking for some guy to talk on the radio, and Rush Limbaugh was the one that he found. At the time, Rush Limbaugh was looking for someone to talk with, to go with, because he wanted to launch a talk radio show. See, FM stations have a limited range, so they'd have to build this big tower to put their FM antenna way up high, so that the radius is wider, so that they can have a large FM audience. Well, that tower built to lift up that FM antenna, that tower itself can be electrified and can become an AM radio antenna. It's not really an antenna. It's called a radiator because the way AM works. So, by the time you put all this money into this tower to get your FM antenna way up there, you might as well monetize the tower. So they take an AM station, you know, and most radio stations would have an AM and an FM. There'd be two different radio booths, sound booths, or more, in the radio station at any one time. Well, AM doesn't have good music quality. It's not really for music. But for talking, it's great. You can understand how people talk. You can hear it for a greater distance, and so there would, you know, the radio station would end up hiring some local people to do the talking in order to monetize and get something going on their AM station. All right. Well, the problem is that there aren't many people that are interesting to listen to while they just sit there and talk. There's not a lot of those. So a lot of it would be call-in shows. You'd get, you know, the radio guy would listen to callers call in. Well, okay. So there you've got another type of a talk show. But it's still not that interesting. People don't necessarily want to listen to their neighbors on the radio all day long. Well, Rush Limbaugh knew this. He said, well, there's not guaranteed to be five or you know, seven different radio talkers that have interesting ideas in every single radio area. So he wanted to save those companies money so they wouldn't have to hire someone that nobody really is hyper excited to listen to anyway. And he was going to provide something of better quality. And the idea was that this could be a viable business model, that it would save the cost for local radio stations, because they wanted to hire a talk show host for a significant section of the day. And he'd make a whole bunch of money because it would help. You know, it's a business idea. Well, he and McLaughlin met each other. They were actually looking for someone like the other guy. And so that thus was born as a viable business model, syndicated radio, where Limbaugh does the talking and satellite carries it to stations all over who are saving money and getting more listeners as a result. And from the onset, from the first year all the way up through the present, Limbaugh was always the number one talk show in America. He was business number one, and he's only ever grown. And so from the idea of listening to talk radio, even liberals tried to have their talk shows because Limbaugh was making it work. So liberals tried this. The reason that liberals failed isn't because there aren't enough liberals in the country. It's because conservative-minded people are oftentimes critical thinkers. They really want to think carefully and hear other people's ideas, and they want to be able to have their own reasons why they believe something, and they don't want to give reasons that someone else already gave. And so they like to hear ideas talked about, and they're very apt to listen while they work. Liberals, they have a different way of thinking, and it's not necessarily stupid. I described something as very smart just a few moments ago. So liberals are different than what I described as very smart. Well, that doesn't mean that they're not very smart, but it's a different way of thinking. It's usually liberals that like comedy channels. It's usually liberals that are watching movies. Not many liberals watch CNN. A lot of conservatives like to watch Fox. They've got their ideas, and they all have their reasons why they believe their ideas. And now let me go watch movies or go to work. Okay, be with my family. Liberals just, they did in their thinking, they don't listen to it. So it's been primarily a conservative thing. But liberals have tried it. Alan Colmes had a show, and he'd have guests on. The one time I listened to Alan Colmes, he had something like a lady pimp. That's who he interviewed. So anyhow, the idea of talk radio and podcasts largely came from Limbaugh as being a viable thing that people would listen to. And I've listened to Limbaugh since I was 16 years old. Nah, scratch that, 15. Since I was 15 years old. And in some ways, it just makes me very sad to see that the end may be near for him. I don't always agree with everything he says, but I agree with a lot. I do. I like how he says stuff. I like how he's happy. I like how he says things in such a way that the media don't know how to respond to him. He has a way of dealing with things that the markets and people don't understand. I remember that the Sandra Fluck thing happened. He implied that she was like a prostitute or a slut. He didn't say it, but he implied it. And there was a backlash from a lot of people. He went home and thought about it. A lot of sponsors pulled. And Limbaugh went on later to do two important things that wouldn't go together in a normal go-along-to-get-along script. It's not something that a lot of MBAs would recommend when their business strategy is to be nice and friendly. Limbaugh said, one, I was wrong because I came down to their level of name calling, more or less. The second thing he did was he said, we are getting more listeners than before. We've lost many sponsors, but we're getting many more requests for new sponsors. And our lost sponsors are the people that said they won't sponsor us anymore are calling back, begging for us to sponsor them again. And we're saying no. That was the second thing he said. He understood how that works. He was saying recently that Twitter is not the world. And just because you get a whole bunch of people writing hate mail to your business doesn't mean that listening to them will be in your business interest. And that's not what the go along, get along, let's all be team members. That business model doesn't understand that. And Limbaugh does. And those are probably some of the biggest reasons why I respect him. And also, he's not hateful. He's not hateful. And it's hard not to be. I've been in Taiwan how many years? And have seen enormous injustice. And it's hard to not be hateful, but he manages. And he's probably one of the biggest reasons why I'm not hateful either. I enjoy him while he's here. He is Christian. He will be in heaven with us who believe as such. But maybe it's time for him to get out of here before all the crud hits the fan. He'll get to see Dad, too. See you next week.